A proposal to allow public roads here to be used to test self-driving cars will be considered by the government today. The Minister for Transport, Shane Ross, will bring a memo to Cabinet that will mark the first step towards introducing legislation in this area. The legislation will seek to redefine in law the term driver so that autonomous vehicles can be tested on Irish roads. Let's speak to Conor Faulkner. He's Director of Consumer Affairs for AA Ireland. Morning, Conor.
Good morning, Gavin. Hello.
Driverless cars on Irish roads, what could possibly go wrong?
Well, they're here, so it's time that the law caught up with the situation. We know it's the technology wave of the future, and I think what Cabinet are considering today would allow the car companies, the likes of your Googles and Teslas and the other car companies, to actually conduct work in Ireland, to experiment in Ireland. And I think other jurisdictions have done that, like Nevada in the US, and that's a good thing. We also need to consider that a lot of this self-driving technology is here already. And our laws probably need to be updated to reflect that. For example, there are cars you can buy right now, and if you're driving from Dublin to Cork, when you get on the Naas Road, you literally won't have to touch the steering wheel again until the Dunkettle interchange. It's amazing. And that technology is ahead of the legislation. So I think it's appropriate not only that we facilitate work on autonomous cars being carried out in Ireland. I think it's obvious we should facilitate that. But more generally, we need to reflect on our laws and how they're going to change when this technology hits the streets.
Conor, talking of legislation, I mean, for example, what would happen if a self-driving car knocks somebody down?
Well, yes, that's right. And we can comfort ourselves that that appears to be very unlikely because they're very safe technologies. But some mishaps will occur. And if that happens, if my autonomous car knocks you down, am I at fault as the driver, or is Google at fault? Is the car at fault? Who has the liability? Who does the insurance claim go against?
Yes.
I'm sure we can figure these things out. I mean, it is new technology and we will adapt, but it's certainly different from the existing structure, the sort of traditional structure that we have in mind for how roads work and how cars work and how drivers work. It is becoming obsolete, and it's time that our laws were upgraded to reflect that. It's going to be very different in the decades to come.
I know you mentioned motorways and where there is a lot of sort of just point the car in a certain direction, but there are a lot of roads in Ireland where that's not the case.
Yeah, that's true. And I mean, there's different levels of automotive car technology. When it comes to autonomous, they refer to levels 1 to 5, with level 5 being your perfect self-driving car that doesn't even need a steering wheel. We actually have got level 2 and level 3 technology now, with cars that will avoid collisions and will stay in lane and have adaptive cruise control. So we're getting to the stage now where cars can carry out those tasks, but it's the interface between the driver and the car and the rest of the road. So in other words, if I can trust the computer to keep it between the ditches and to brake at the right time, that's fine. But when is the driver responsible and when is the computer responsible? And I think as the technologies are developing, that's going to be one of the big challenges around it. Not so much the technology itself as our social setup. How do we legislate for this? How do we insure for it, etc.? So it's a big, big field, and it's right the government are doing it.
Conor, thank you. Conor Faulkner, Director of Consumer Affairs for AA Ireland. A minute and a half to 9.